So,
so just after prasad and then Krishna gives him the mercy.
Yes. I mean, you also the arguments.
The arguments. I want the arguments. Yes. That's correct.
From my experience, they don't listen. I mean,
yes, this is true. For the most part, 99.99999% of all the people are not rational. They are emotional and or sentimental. Even the so-called rational people, even if someone is dry like tzvibak, how do you say, suhar? Suhar, tzvibak. Suhar, tzvibak, how do you say? You know, yes, dry. No. It's rasc. It's yeah. But you have this word suhar, I think, no?
No.
No. Okay, it's not there.
Dry.
That's the second. It says rusk. No, it's not. Rusk. Prepečenec. Anyway, so even if someone is very dry, still it's most of their life they are guided not by intelligence but by mind, by the mind, by some old conditioning programs and emotions. So you're correct. People are not very philosophical, and therefore to win a person, the only thing that can win a person is loving attitude. Which means respect, which means kindness, which means service. I know some people who would, it would be very unlikely they would become a devotee. The guy was like a boxer, you know, who enjoyed, you know, punching people in the nose. But one devotee was serving them, he was coming and serving and feeding them, and his heart melted and he became a devotee. Yes, it's so you're correct. But still, good arguments help. So if you can, so that's the main thing, good attitude, respect at least. Preaching is not possible without respect. But if we have the respect, so what arguments can we give them? So somebody says, I'm just serving people, so therefore I don't need to, you know, I'm already good, I don't need to do bhakti, why do I have to go to the temple? I'm good to people. So what would you tell this person?
When you remind them that what they think, what happens after they go, right, they die. Most people don't want even to hear about it, maybe.
Yes.
Because to make them think, what will happen, is it really true that when I go, I will go, I don't know.
Okay, so what happens after you die? All right. But he says, okay, I'm good to people, so I will go to heaven.
To heaven, yes.
But it's still material.
It's still material.
They don't understand this.
So, yes, so how will you explain to them?
I didn't happen to manage so far.
try. Anybody can help?
So maybe you can call the Devilas Minyatadeke, this verse, and start from there.
Yeah, I have experience because I've given quite a couple of Gitas to my colleagues, yes, for example, at school and so on. So far, one person who is already a bit more I don't know, philosophical or a bit more started to think about this.
Nice.
Said, well, this is really great. I'm grateful you gave it to me.
Yeah, very nice.
So giving gifts, and
in the commentary, what Prabhupada says there about material compassion or material service?
Yeah, that is like compassion on clothes or drowning.
Exactly.
Drowning man.
Yes. So exactly. So you can say, good. You're serving. You're serving people. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Please serve them even better. Now you're serving their coats. So nice. Thank you. So now try serving their hearts also. How can you serve hearts? Connect them. People are hungry. Not materially. Wealthy countries have higher suicide rates than poor countries. So what does it mean? It means we are crying not for bread. We are those who are crying for bread. They may die from hunger, but they at least have some, you know, simple goal that keeps them alive. But then those completely satisfied materially people, they kill themselves. That means in the heart they're crying. So this hunger is not material. So therefore serving people means something more. And for that we have to understand we are spirit, so therefore we are part of God. We are all part of the great absolute truth. So therefore we have to reconnect, and to serve people really, you need this connection of bhakti with the Supreme Lord. Does it sound good? So that's the hunger we have. Otherwise, nothing else satisfies the hunger. That's why you can see people go, like, you know, 100 years ago, this sick man fraud, as Bandler calls him, sick man fraud, you know. He's always calling him Sigmund. He doesn't say Sigmund Freud. He says, he calls him sick man fraud. Which is a thing, a very correct name. Sick man. So basically, apparently, himself, he was psychologically, sexually, sexually crazy. You know, first, you know, and he died because of snorting too much cocaine. So he he allowed all of his family die in the concentration camp. Just he was interested in saving himself, apparently. He did give some good contributions to our understanding, but this Sigmund Freud.
He died before the Second World War.
No.
At the beginning, at least.
Yeah, yes.
Very beginning.
Yeah, so he was invited.
A little before, no? A year before.
Does it matter?
Because there were camps already.
Yeah, camps were already. So in the 39. In the 30s, already there were camps, and like Viktor Frankl, he was also invited to America, but he said, I will go only if my family can go, and they didn't let him. And Freud said, yeah, and so his relatives, they were killed in the camps. He himself died also, even not so much later, but anyway, it doesn't... So he said, yes, sex. Sex is the only thing we need, right? But nowadays, who is restraining from sex? I mean, maybe 100 years ago, people were trying to be a little control their sex urge. But nowadays, people don't control their sex. You go to some countries, a little northern. You can see people go crazy, you know, sex between father and son, father and son, mother and son, brother and sister in front of the father, and they are trying everything. They are going mad.
My friend saw on television that in Holland, when you are in pension, how you say, when you are old in pension, they pay you for 12 times for prostitutes. For every month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Has it? Does it make people happy? No. Does it make any of these people happier? No. So you know, this is not a hunger of body. This is not a hunger, you know, of bread. And we have a completely different hunger. We have spiritual hunger. Maslow, one of the followers, all the followers of Freud, they rejected him. And Maslow, he said that first we think about survival of the body, then we think about the, you know, he has this hierarchy of goals. Then you can think about family, then you can think about some social fulfillment, but then he speaks intellectual. But then he says there has to be a spiritual self-realization, self-actualization, which is the highest. Yes. So yeah, we can.
People can't get. You can't make them aware of this. That this what really they lack is spiritual hunger. They don't understand this. They don't know why they are happy, although they have
everything. Yeah, so with kindness, so I'm saying, you are here, you have understood, so you cannot say that people don't understand.
No,
some people don't understand, some people do understand.
Of course not, but yes. In general, I mean, this is it.
Yeah.
And I think one of the problems is in our Western philosophy, because not many, at least in Slovenia, they don't actually accept reincarnation.
Yes.
And then they think, why? What is this?
Yes. Yeah. So, as I said, definitely the main thing is respect, and that's the second part of this chapter. It deals with respect and interaction with everybody. But here we are just discussing about some arguments that will help us intellectually. Because you see, the person may reject your argument, but they will remember it.
That's right.
And then next time Maya kicks them,
yes,
or uses the trident, then they will remember, oh, somebody told me something about this. It happens. So that's why these arguments are helpful. You can see Prabhupada based his preaching on in the books. Okay, so respect is the attitude, and the arguments are helpful to awaken the intelligence. Now, so somebody says, okay, I study philosophy. I study philosophy, therefore I don't need to serve the Lord. I don't need to associate with devotees. What will you tell him? You have a funny timing.
Yeah, I know. Here we go.
Huh?
I will miss her.
What?
Okay.
Then we don't. I mean, it's good to make. But we already. It says when we discuss Krishna Katha, then we. Let's just finish this part and then we will do this.
Yeah. One thing that Chandika said, maybe. Say okay, and what does the Shastra say? And then so to ask him, and so because in the Shastra is in many places that you have association, guru, or
yes, okay, good. Okay, what else? Shanekai?
In the beginning, we are a little bit judge this devotee. Yes, then we started like, oh, we need to be a little bit polite. That same, that was the end of the time. So you just said in this, if you study Shastras, there are many places what Marco said.
Yes.
What means association, what means chanting, connecting.
Right.
So,
yes.
Is there what you get out from
the Shastras? Yes. Yeah, this is the conclusion of the Shastras, and okay, so maybe we should write here, help a soul, not the coat. Here, conclusion of Shastra, and also in any science, how can you advance faster if you have some guidance? If you have some guidance, or if you practice. You know, when you learn the fastest, when you apply it, if you're having lower marks in the school, then they get you a separate teacher who coaches you. Repetitori, how do you call it? Tutors, yeah, so they get you a tutor. Yeah, so, tutor and practice improves results. Improves results. Yeah? These are some of the points. Yes, I can make mistakes, yes. Yeah, like Devamrita Maharaj is saying that he read the books, he started chanting, and he read we should offer prasadam. So he was offering prasadam to Krishna, punuya prasadam Krishni, and then after that, prasadam he had, and maha prasadam, he thought, okay, this is Krishna ate, so I cannot eat, so he threw it out of the window. Because nobody, he didn't associate, and he couldn't read, you know, that he didn't find that this is maha prasadam that he ate. So he can make some foolish mistake, you know, by if you don't have a teacher. Okay, good. And any more? Yeah, okay, you have gave comments. Any more on the third one? Because I hear Krishna directly. What was your...
What does he say? Okay, I'm joking. The argument is maybe that if we have some guidance, we can hear it better and properly. And maybe through association, we can also we can see what others can hear of him. So maybe some sharing realizations.
Okay. Yes. All right. So if this is true, then you will want to share. Right? You will want to share, and you will want to hear also. Right? Like you see the Goswamis, they were eager to meet each other and ask and hear about Krishna. Right? Yeah?
I mean, and there's also a possibility that you can hear your mind.
Yes. Okay, maybe it's just the mind that you hear. It's very possible.
How can you be certain?
Yeah. The norishnice so pone, right? Correct? How do you know?
I mean, also, what are the symptoms of if the person hears, what are the external, also internal behavior?
Yes. So, yes, if true, then you will want to serve. Because God is nice.
Yes.
So you will feel love, you will want to serve. Right? So if you hear and don't serve, means you hear somebody else. Or you don't hear. Yeah, that's good. Any other points on this?
I will ask you one.
Yeah. Oh, he told me that Ottam Maharas is more important, and that in the temple the third pujari or the fourth person in the Brahmacharya ashram has offensive thoughts. And he told me to preach psychology in Novo Mesto.
Sounds like desire.
We have some light case in people.
Yeah.
Some praying. You said, like, God, I mean, I don't need proof.
Yeah.
That some other friends told me that it's not true, and if you are not clear enough.
Yes, basically the main problem is sincerity. We want sincerity. We need sincerity. If the person has a little drop of sincere inquiry, sincere questions. Questions are more important than answers. If you have a little drop of a true question, I don't care, he may be an atheist. If he has a little question, he has hope to advance. The problem is that people are like robots and zombies. That's the problem. Not because they have some good philosophy, material philosophy, because they're atheists. It's because they don't think. They can be Christians or they can be Hindus even. But if they don't have a question, they cannot advance. They no sincerity. They're like robots, like programmed. Condition means program. They just run the program. They don't ask why, who am I, what's the purpose of life, and that's why.
I would ask him also, just to see where he is. Like, well, you know, many of us doesn't hear the God. So who are you that you can hear him? You know, like he would explain where he was, his basis from where.
Yes. Yeah, usually all of this is, you know, based on some kind of pride. There is some pride there. So even these, you know, they can be good people. They can be good people and so we have to see, are they demoniac or are they just mistaken? So if they are mistaken, we just want to encourage them forward. If they are demoniac, we just say Hare Krishna, take some prasadam and go. And if they challenge publicly, then we give the arguments not for them, but for the benefit of the others who listen, so that they can understand, you know, what's the proper thing. But if they are honest, then we can encourage them and say that, yes, so serve the people, nice, so serve not just the code, but serve the body. You study the Shastra, very good, so please share and learn better. You hear God, yes, so then you will want to also, that means you really have taste, so if you really hear God, you will have a lot of taste to come and hear more. Like those who, you know, Goswamis, they hear and they have so much taste to come and hear more and more. Shivas Thakur, he went to listen even to the Mayavadi Bhagavatam, there's many different examples like this. Hare Krishna. Now you are supposed to already know everything. You know what is the reality? Mm. This is reality. Yes. This. Who is the enjoyer and the controller? Who are you in the world? You know the path. You even know the counter arguments. You know why we need bhakti, guidance and association. And of course you know the goal of loving exchange, conscious exchange with Krishna, who is in the heart, right here, and who is merciful, who is eager to guide us and help us. Yes, very good. And you know some secret methods, many different methods, how to ask Krishna for guidance. Prabhupada writes in the commentary to 10.12, the ultimate goal, Vishnu, can be attained only by this chant and by devotional service and not by mental speculation or argument. So, Arjuna has heard all of this, and now Arjuna, you can see, is in ecstasy. He is really inspired. And so texts 13 and 12 and 14. Arjuna uvacha param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan purusham shashvatam devyam adi devam ajam vibhum ahostam rishaya sarve devarshir naradastatha asito devalo vyasa svayam chaiva braveshime. Arjuna said, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Devala and Vyasa confirm this truth about you. And now you yourself are declaring it to me. So Arjuna is in ecstasy. Arjuna is in ecstasy. You can see that... He says, verse 14, O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the demigods nor the demons, O Lord, can understand your personality. This is in, okay, so in text 18 he says, I cannot be satisfied. Cannot be satisfied. He's calling Krishna Param Dhamma. Arjuna was silent from the 8th chapter. He didn't speak. Now he cannot stop himself. He's feeling so much ecstasy that he wants to speak. Now, does anything inspire you in these four verses, or these 11 verses that inspired Arjuna? What inspires you? Yes. Yes. When Krishna sees that you are sincere devotional service, Krishna gives you Buddha Yoga from the heart. Yeah, so he responds. So everybody find what inspires you from these are you inspired? What do you think is most important? What do you like the most about these verses? For example.
Well, he's very intimate to Krishna. He reveals his heart.
Yes, Krishna reveals his heart. He says what he feels. He says, I feel compassion. I feel anukampa. So I'm basically, he says, I love them. I love devotees. That's what he's saying. Yes. So there is an exchange. Okay. And yes?
I like also this here, and we also have experience that whenever we talk about Krishna, it's really pleasure for our heart.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Happiness.
Yes. Prabhupada, Krishna mentions that my devotees enjoy talking about me. Yes? So Arjuna has the experience. So he is. So there are two sides. One side for Arjuna, Krishna is a friend. And now he sees that his friend is God. Yeah. For us, we have to see first that there is God. Right? That's the first step. That's why we have this chapter. And then we have to see that he is kind to us and that he is my friend. Yeah? So then... So this, maybe we go from the other direction. I will be reading these, and you can please see what glorification by Arjuna you like the most. which glory of Krishna. So in these verses, he's calling Krishna Param Brahma, Supreme Absolute Truth. He's calling him Supreme Shelter, Param Dhamma. Dhamma, same word as we have Dom, you know, like home. So Krishna is home. Pure, Supreme, Eternal, Divine, Adideva, powerful. And then he breaks the circular logic. He brings a proof from outside. He immediately finds some confirmation. We have some confirmation in our life, and Arjuna brings confirmation from sages. So he mentions Asita, Devala, Vyasa, Narada. Yes, in other words, it's not that it's just Krishna's words. So the great sages, they say the same thing. And Vyasa came before the war and he spoke to Duryodhana and said, "You fool, who do you want to fight? Friends of Krishna." Yes. Asita, Devala, they were very famous sages. Okay, so then he says, Sarvameda dritam manye, I accept all you say as true. Then he says, he calls Krishna Kesava. So Kesava means Ka, Isha, and Badayasi. So you are the controller of Brahma, it's Ka, Isha, Shiva. So you are controlling both Brahma and Shiva, you're the Supreme Lord. It's one of the meaning. And then he says that nobody can understand you. And then Prabhupada writes at the end of this purport. Zgledujoč se po Arjuni bi morali vse Krishnove besede sprejeti kot resnične. Le tedaj bomo lahko razumeli bistvo Bhagavad Gita in doumeli, da je Krishna vsevišnja božanska osebnost. So, accepting. Can we accept? Do we accept these words as true? You know, if we accepted these words as true, then if you accept these four verses as true, what is the result? The result will be, I'll be happy. Love of God. I will cry. Yeah, I will cry. Anybody is crying? Okay. 15. Svayameva atmanatmanam vetatvam purushottama bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate. Indeed, you alone know yourself by your own internal potency, O Supreme Person, origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe. It's quite interesting. It says, Svayam evat manat manam veta. Only you know yourself by yourself. Yourself by your potency. Only Radharani knows Krishna. And if we want to know a little about Krishna, we have to join Radharani. How do we join Radharani? We become her servants. We join her in bhakti, because Radharani is the Adi Bhakti Shakti. You know, she is the Hladini Shakti. She is the pleasure of happiness. God must be happy, right? Otherwise, what's the point of being God? You know, why be God if you're not happy? You would quit job tomorrow. Job tomorrow, didn't get some happiness. And what is this happiness? It's Radharani. You know, that's his happy heart. And she gives this happiness to Krishna. And bhakti is giving happiness to, happily giving happiness to Krishna. So if we want to do bhakti, we need to join Radharani. We have to get a little bit of this happiness from Radharani. She gives this happiness in our hand by her mercy and through Guru Parampara. And we take this happiness, and what do? Yes, not eat it. But you take this happiness and bring it to Krishna. Yes? Give it to Krishna. So that's bhakti.
Can we give it to other devotees? Or
we share this, give to other devotees so that they give to Krishna and thus become happy themselves. That's how you become happy. The more you give happiness, the more happy you become. That's the only way. You become a pipe. You become a channel of happiness. If you are a channel of happiness, you know, some people try to become channel of punishment. Become an instrument of bad karma of other people. You know, I'll go and punish you. But, you know, better to be an instrument of blessings. And channel of blessings, of happiness to others. And will be, and to Krishna. Yeah, so he is calling him beautiful, beautiful names. He's saying that you are Purushottama. Therefore nobody knows you. You are Deva-Deva. Deva-Deva, God of gods, but also you are performing beauty. Deva means one who performs beautiful pastimes. One who plays, you know, has beautiful instruments. You are Bhutesha. You are master of Isha of Bhutas, of even such a small, useless, simple entity as me. You're also my master. Yeah? So he says, Bhuta Bhavana, you're origin of everything. But he's not just origin, he's not just like produced, like some irresponsible father just produced a child and went away. No, he's Bhutesha, he's also guiding Bhutesha. But then he's not an ordinary person, even though he's in heart, he's Deva Deva. He's the God of gods. He's Jagatpate, he's the controller of the universe. He's the father of the universe, lord of the universe, Jagannath. Shri Jagannath ki jai. Purushottama. And we need mercy of Radharani to do bhakti and understand Krishna. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. So 16. Vaktu marhasya sheshe na divya yatma vibhutaya ya bhir vibhuti bhir lokan imam stvam vyapyatishtasi. Please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. He wants to know more. Do you want to know more? 17. O Krishna, O Supreme Mystic, how shall I constantly think of you? And how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered? O Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so he speaks about vibhutis, about his manifestations in this world. So before we come to the 10th canto, before we come to Radha Krishna, we learn the 9 cantos, the previous 9 cantos, which teach us how to live in this world and how Krishna is manifest in this world, who Krishna is, who Krishna really is. And 18th famous verse, Vistarenatmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana bhuyakadaya triptirhi shrinvadonastime emritam. O Janardana, again, please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you. So please speak more. For the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. The more you hear, the more you want. That's the recipe for which any modern company would kill. Yes, that's how they try to make this Pepsi Cola or Coca Cola. It doesn't remove the thirst; it creates more thirst. Yes, that's how they try to make it in such a way. But Krishna Katha, it also does this, but it doesn't have any bad effect. It has only positive effect. So he is filled with pleasure and happiness. So then Krishna answers. So, did you try to mark what quality of Krishna did you like that Krishna mentioned? That Arjuna mentioned, yes. He's a person. Okay, that's nice. He's a person. Something else? Urosh Prabhu, did you like some point about that Arjuna mentioned? Which? Neroyen. Wow. That's nice. Unborn. Yes, so it's only one person who can be like this. There has to be someone who is unborn.
No, so final destination, I mean the abode.
Yeah, Paramdhamma, the final, yeah, final home. Oh. Final home, the last home. Home, sweet home.
Supreme shelter.
Supreme shelter. Yeah, supreme shelter. Do you need shelter? All right, so now please listen attentively. Let us, and you, please read the Gita following this narration with the music. It blends some commentaries by the Acharyas, and then we'll have a little more discussion after listening. So please get transferred to the Kurukshetra, to Arjuna's chariot.
Chapter 10, The Opulence of the Absolute.
It goes, starts with the beginning.
Listen again, Arjuna, and become more attentive. I will explain my wonderful opulences for your benefit. Although you know them already, you'll still become surprised. I am desiring auspiciousness for you because you are dear to me. This will increase your devotion. You are hearing as if drinking nectar, so I'll make you drink more nectar. O Krishna, how may one truly know your opulences? Arjuna, neither the demigods nor the sages know my opulences, because I am their source. As sons cannot understand the father's birth unless he explains it, my opulences can only be known by my mercy. There is no other way. O Vasudev, you are the supreme Brahman, and you are all pervading in space and time. Now you have taken this form. Why do you say the sages do not know you? They know me as Aja, unborn. But Krishna, Brahma is also Aja. But Brahma is not beginningless, Arjuna. I have neither beginning nor end. Brahma is not like that. Some people know you as Paramatma Krishna, the indwelling supersoul. Yes, Arjuna, but those who know me as Aja, unborn, eternally, and still taking birth, these people actually know me. You appear although you have no birth, Krishna. Even scholars become confused about how this occurs. Yes, Arjuna, I'm not forced, but I appear by my own sweet will. Just like when I was a boy in Braj, Yashoda Mata wanted to punish me by tying me with ropes. She wanted to bind me, but could not, because the rope was always too short by two fingers. At the same time, I was wearing my black kinkini thread with bells. That belt was not too short, because I chose to wear it. I was covered by that belt, but at the same time, I could not be covered by the ropes. In the same way, although I am unborn, I take birth. This is beyond logic. I am also Loka Maheshwara, the controller of the universe, and yet I am controlling your horses, and you are controlling me. Who can understand this? Only rare souls. Even those who know Shastra cannot know me simply by intelligence. Why? Because intelligence is from the mode of goodness, and I am beyond the mode of goodness. Intelligence, knowledge, freedom from doubt, forgiveness, truthfulness, control of the senses, happiness, distress, birth, death, satisfaction, austerity, charity, fame, and infamy. All these qualities are created by me alone. These are necessary, but are still insufficient to know me. Not only that, but the Saptarishis, the four Kumaras, and the Manus also cannot know me, because they are born from my mind. And all living beings in this universe descend from them. If someone does know you, Krishna, then what will be the result? Arjuna, one who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mind, engages in pure devotional service. There is no doubt of this, because I am Swayam Bhagavan. I am the source of everything. The wise who know this engage in my service and worship me with all their hearts. They meditate on me and cannot live without me, as fish cannot live without water. Their minds become eager to hear my names and pastimes. This is their food. They lovingly speak with each other about my devotional service and loudly chant my names in kirtan. They enjoy this, just as a young man enjoys the beauty of a young girl. To such persons who are constantly devoted to serving with love, I give them the understanding I wish they could come to. Krishna, you are saying they are satisfied and pleased by devotion unto you, but how do they realize you directly? I give them Bhakti Yoga, Arjuna, which is the inspiration in their hearts. This does not come from anywhere else. It comes only from me. After obtaining my mercy, I take charge of them, and they come into direct association with me. I take responsibility for giving them knowledge. This knowledge is not Satguru knowledge. What I give them is different. It is knowledge that comes from bhakti. It is like a lamp that dispels the darkness. I enter into their hearts just as a bee enters into the lotus and personally remove whatever ignorance may exist there. For such pure devotees, I give them the intelligence to act properly and thus maintain them. Therefore, they need go nowhere else. Oh Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are the eternal, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyas confirm this truth about you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me. Oh Krishna, I totally accept all that you have told me. It's not exaggerated glorification, but it's true. You are Keshava, above even Brahma and Shiva. What to speak of Prajapati? Neither the Devas nor the Danavas know you, and therefore they sometimes become envious or disregard you because they do not consider you superior. Indeed, only you know yourself by your own potency. Therefore, you are the best person amongst all persons. You are also the creator of all living entities. You are not only the creator, but also the controller of all living entities. You are also playing with them as if with toys, and you are protecting them as well. It's impossible to know your truth, so my only desire is to hear about your opulences. You have said that one who understands your opulences becomes united with you in yoga. And when I asked you how I should serve you, you told me to think of you and become your devotee. So now please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade the entire world. In this way, I can follow your instructions. Oh Krishna, how shall I constantly think of you? How shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, oh my Lord? Arjuna, tell me clearly what you want me to do. Shall I show my opulences or describe them? O Janardana, please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you. Why are you again and again asking, Arjuna? I've already answered with Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. I've already explained that I'm the source of everything. But that's just the seed, Krishna. Explain to me in more detail. By these sweet teachings, you have created a greed in me. Therefore, you are making me beg more and more from you. And the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. You are tasting with your ears, Arjuna? Yes, Krishna. My ears have become like a tongue, the agent for tasting the nectar of your words. Hey, Hanta. Yes. I will now tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only those which are prominent, because my opulences have no end. The cause of all majesty is me. I am the Supersoul seated in the hearts of all beings. I cause the beginning, middle, and end of all beings. By my energy, I have manifested this material world. O Buddhikesh, you are good at meditation, so meditate on the fact that I, as the Supersoul, am in the heart of all living beings. And know that of the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Of lights, I am the radiant sun. Of the Marus, I am Marichi. And among the stars, I am the moon. Of the Vedas, I am Samaveda. And of the demigods, I am Indra, the king of heaven. Of the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am the living force. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am the lord of wealth, Kuvera. Of the Vasus, I am Agni. And of mountains, I am Meru. Of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya. And of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I am Japa. And of immovable things, I am the Himalayas. Of all trees, I am the Ashwata. And of the Devarishis, I am Narada. Of the Gandharvas, I am your friend, Chitrarata. And among Siddhas, I am Kapila. Of horses, know me as Uchai Shrava, produced during the churning of the ocean for nectar. Of lordly elephants, I am Airavata. And among men, I am the monarch. Of weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, I am Kamadhu. Of causes for procreation, I am Pandarpa, the god of love. And of serpents, I am Vasuki. Of the many-winged Nagas, I am Ananta. And among the aquatics, I am the demigod Varuna. Of departed ancestors, I am Aryama. And among the dispensers of law, I am Yama, the lord of death. Among the Daitya demons, I am the devoted Prahlad. Among subduers, I am time. Among beasts, I am the lion. And among birds, I am Garuda. Of purifiers, I am the wind. Of wielders of weapons, I am Parashuram. Of fishes, I am the shark. And of flowing rivers, I am the Ganges. Of all creations, I am the beginning, middle, and end. Of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self. And among magicians, I am the conclusive truth. Of letters, I am the letter A. And among compound words, I am the dual compound. I am also inexhaustible time. And of creators, I am Brahma. I am all-devouring death. And I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be. Among women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience. Of the hymns of the Samaveda, I am the Brihat Sama, and of poetry, I am the Gayatri. Of months, I am Margashirsha, and of seasons, I am the flower-bearing spring. I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid, I am the splendor. I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Of the descendants of Vishnu, I am Vasudeva, and of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Of the sages, I am Vyas, and among great thinkers, I am Ushana. Among all means of suppressing lawlessness, I am punishment, and of those who seek victory, I am morality. Of secret things, I am silence, and of the wise, I am wisdom. Furthermore, O Arjuna, I am the generating seed of all existences. There is no being that can exist without me. Hey, Vrantabha, there is no end to my divine manifestations. What I have spoken to you is but a mere indication of my infinite opulences. Therefore, you should know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. But what need is there for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe.
Hare Krishna. Now, that was a practical manual for meditating on Krishna here and now, according to Arjuna. So what does it mean? So please tell me, everybody should name at least one of manifestations of Krishna here, now, in this room or around in the vicinity of, let's say, 300 meters of this room, based on this chapter. The conclusion is very famous verse, yadya vibhutimat sattvam srima durjitam evava tatta deva avagacchatvam mama tejom sa sambhavam, that I am of all that is wonderful, beautiful and powerful, I am the source, and all of that is just a spark of my splendor. So please tell me, which forms of Krishna we have here now?
Night.
Light. Yes. Very good. Light.
Living force.
Kakšne manifestacije Krishne su prisotne?
Spring over.
Spring.
Spring. Yes. Pomlad. Pomlad je tukaj? Yeah. Okay. Čirka a naših imenih. Good. A vsak ima čirko a v imenu? Tu? On je pošel.
Good point.
Good. Okay. Še kdo ne...
Ne reči od goraku Raja.
Kdo?
The peak of the mountain.
Himalaja. Je, to je mal daleč, več kot 300 metrov. Ampak, ja.
Čas.
Čas. Smriti, spomin. Ja, testiramo spomin zdaj, ja? Ok, spomin. Water, ok, imamo vodo.
Here I will mention a list of women like fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence,
yeah,
and steadfastness, patience.
Yeah, women, so patience. Patience in potrpljenje, potrpežljivost. Vsi ste potrpežljivi. Trpite mene, da že eno minuto čez... Yes. Ok, še... Kakšni?
Izbran
govor, yes, eloquence. Spiritual science, yes. Conclusion, also yes. Yes.
Wind.
Yes, purifying, prečiščujoč veter.
Pomlad, cvetoče.
Cvetoče pomlad, yes, imamo tu. Strong, yes, who are strong?
You are.
Yes, I am strong.
But lion,
lion, yes. Who has seen, kdo je videl leva? Daj.
In the
zoo. Okay, good. quite impressive. You can feel the power, isn't it? And
we also, you chanted Gayatri.
Gayatri, yeah, we had Gayatri, yes.
And Japa.
Japa.
Mudros Modrih.
Japa, Mudros Modrih, Imamutu Prabhupada, yes. Okay. Yes, very good. Lion, I remember I went to a zoo and the he lion was sleeping, but she lion was looking at me, and all of a sudden I felt that I'm food. Anuradha Madhuji? All the mobile and mobile, yes.
Strength
of the strong, okay, yes. Good.
And this Sambhada Vidaya is also conclusive truth.
Conclusive truth, yes, yes. Not just speculating, but conclusive truth, yes, very good. Very good. So, please, the point of this, that this is a manual for meditation. How do you say manual?
Priročnik.
Priročnik za meditacijo. Da meditiramo vsak trenutek, kaj naj bi spoštovali Krišno zdaj, v každim. Krišna reče tu, da on je vsakim. Reče tu, da je vsako živo bitje. Vsako živo bitje, v vsakem srcu. Ja? In pomen tega vsega, da se naučimo meditirati in spoštovati Krišno vsak trenutek, vsak ali vsaj vsako uro, ali vsaj vsak dan, ali vsaj vsak teden. Ampak je to vaja, practice. To je practice, to je vaja. Moramo prakticirati. Samo ne spada, ne padne z neba. Ja? Prakticiramo. So, naloga zdaj za vas, da naslednje 7 minut morate najti Krišno nekje in najti v svojem srcu vsaj krajček, kanček, košček spoštovanja do Krišne nekje. Potem pa, ne, to je še ne konec, po ene ure spet, ja? 7 minut, 1 ura, potem pa po in the duration in the course of 3 hours v roku 3 ur tretjič in pred koncem dneva četrti, še enkrat. Ja? Krišna tudi reče, da je on začetek, sredina in konec. Ja? To, vsaj to mora biti nekaj, ja? Da meditirate. Konec je tudi Krišna. In če hočete, da to predavanje se bo končalo, to morate moliti Krišno, da pride kot konec tega predavanja. Okay. In vsak dan vsaj trikrat spomnite se na Krišno in najdite Krišno nekje in najdite tudi vsaj košček, kanček spoštovanja v srcu. Kanček spoštovanja. To je največji pomen, spoštovanje. Spoštovanje je fundacija, je osnova bhakti, osnova ljubezni, osnova razumevanja. Vsih in vsega. Nikoli ne bomo razumeli človeka ali pa Krišno, če nimamo spoštovanja. In to je protiv strup, antidot?
Proti strup.
Proti strup. проти апарадгам. Проти апарадгам. То є споштування, то є арадгана, по мені тут туди споштування. Арадгана, по мені туди рада, по мені туди споштування. Інче хочемо бакті, можемо досягти милость Шримати Радарані. Можемо навчитися споштувати. Кришна то учи Арджуно, како споштувати. Арджуна спрашує, како те споштувати повсот і всяк час. Ведно, змірай, змірай споштувати. Clear? Ясно?
Yeah.
Okay. 7 минут, 1 ура, 3 ури і перед на концу дна. І потім 3 крат всяк дан. Окей?
Окей.
3 крат на дан. Окей. Okay. Yes. The main thing, if you have respect. You know, if you have respect, that's the main thing. Main thing to create this mood of respect to Krishna. So, oblubite?
Yeah.
Okay, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. In zdaj Krishna je prišel kot konec. Hvala lepa, najlepša hvala, moje spoštovanje. Vanchakalpa Taruga, Shri Krishna.